The Icons of Real Estate Podcast. Are you ready to learn the proven money-making secrets from top-producing icon agents? Ready to skyrocket your business? This podcast is for you. Tune in every week with your host, Tomasz Fonseca, and find out how to implement proven strategies to 10 times your business, from $3 million to $30 million in just 12 months. Brought to you by the Masters in Real Estate Marketing, Ardor SEO.
Hi, welcome to Icons, the Real Estate Podcast. Today, we're excited to introduce Rebecca Smith, a seasoned eXp Realty agent and broker whose passion for community and expertise in real estate make her stand out in the field. Originally from Southern California and Atlanta, Rebecca brings a unique perspective shaped by her background in design and preservation. Now, based in Portland, she's ready to guide you through the city's vibrant neighborhoods and help you find your perfect home. Welcome to the show, Rebecca.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's amazing. So in Icons, we love stories. So Your real estate journey, so spare no details.
Okay, so no details. So it started many generations ago. My grandfather was a city planner in New York and in Atlanta and in Miami. And my father got into real estate and development and was... When he heard Disney was going into Florida, he was the first person to go in and build some condos for everybody building Disney to work. Awesome. And he and my brothers have been in development or construction my entire life. And I'm the one who refused to go into it. I'm like, nope, thanks. It's all good. I'm going to blaze my own path. Mm-hmm. And I went into the film industry where I was a food stylist and did set design for music videos and television shows for about 20 years. And then I've gotten sick twice, really sick, like to the point of almost dying twice in my life. And when I had a family, I didn't want that to happen. And so I left the film industry and started a coffee catering company in Los Angeles. And then I did get really ill. And so about 14 years ago, I was given about 6 months to live. So I just turned all the knowledge I'd learned from doing food styling in LA to research what things were good for your body and mm-hmm. how to heal your body holistically. And so I created my own little program along with my doctors. And at about 3 months when they're like, okay, we're just going to make you really comfortable for the next 3 months. I'm like, hey, can we retest everything? And all my major organs, all the levels were starting to come back. So that was amazing.
Amazing.
Yeah. And so I'm still here. So I'm really thankful for that.
And I hope you're here then to stay.
Yes. Amazing. I do too. I learned a lot.
Yeah, that's amazing. So... talking a lot now more about real estate, and so like serving all price points at the highest level isn't about just transactions. It's about transforming dreams into realities, regardless of the budget. It's right. The art of finding value, not just in properties, but in people's life. Can you share some insights into how you approach serving clients across various price points and ensuring each receive the highest level of service?
Yep, I totally can. So just to tack on to the last part of your first question, we moved to Portland seven and a half years ago. My sister was a real estate agent here on Mount Hood. And she's like, I think you would love it. And I needed something to do. So I jumped head first into real estate mm-hmm. and got my license. And that I'm moving to a city where you only knew 10 people and they were all your family and there was already one real estate agent in the family really forced me to jump in and figure out how to serve people well mm-hmm. and how to build community. So I joined a team and learned a ton from them and loved that. And they really taught me how to connect with people on a level that mm-hmm. I hadn't before. No, that's not true. I was great at that part, but
different. It's different, yeah, like a yeah, different connect. Different. Yeah.
And it was good to learn from people who were local because I was coming from the East Coast. So I just learned that the best thing to do is truly be myself and connect with people right where they were and right with what they were going through. And that way I could learn how to serve them the best and the highest way possible. And because real estate, you're walking through life with people and you're serving them at one of the most crucial times and one of the scariest things they're ever going to do.
Yeah, believe so. So, like in your experience, what are some misconceptions or challenges that agents face when serving clients across diverse price points? And how do like you overcome them to deliver outstanding results?
Once again, it's just everybody deserves a home. No matter what their price point is, everybody deserves a home. Everybody deserves a place to live and have that safety and security. And we get the privilege and honor to do that, no matter what the price point is. So it's really coming in from a place of contribution and a servant's heart, I think.
And you have the ability to connect the place and the client. So you are the
Yes.
intermediary. It's a really important job. And Rebecca, so in fast-paced world of real estate, like finding harmony between professional and personal life can often feel like a walking a tightrope. It's a
Yeah.
challenge. Yeah, it's a challenge that many of us face and that can greatly impact on our overall being and success. As someone who has navigated this balance and with finesse while achieving remarkable milestones in your career, could you share some of the strategies or practices you found most effective in maintaining this equilibrium?
I have an amazing group of clients and friends and family that I surround myself with. And they help me push to find joy in every situation and realizing that there can be something tragic going on, but you can still find joy and that happiness is really an inside job. And so that alone brings balance in my life and that brings clarity in my life. And a lot of clients have become really dear friends of mine, and a lot of my real estate friends have become really dear friends of mine. And so focusing on cheering each other on in real estate has to be a priority. And having a group of people that you can say, hey, here's my struggle. How can I do this better? Or how can I, what am I doing wrong? And people who talk to you truthfully and honestly is going to be one of the keys to anybody's success.
Yeah, and for their balance, yeah, I totally agree. And that's how you can you use that's like they kind of become your coaching, your mentors, because sometimes they're not doing that part, but you just need to talk to someone
Yeah.
and being heard. Yeah.
Yep, totally. And in real estate and in life, balance is not real. It's something that's fabricated. If you want to work 18 hours a day and that's what brings you joy, then do that. If
Definitely.
you want to work 4 hours a day, then find a way to cram everything into those 4 hours and then spend the rest of your 20 hours doing what lights you up. So it's really about the individual person, I think, on that part of balance. And you just have to love what you're doing and love the people you're doing it with and surround yourself with amazing things and people
Yeah, definitely.
adventures.
And scaling a business of 30 plus transactions a year is no small feat. Can you share some practical tips or routines you follow to stay organized and efficient in managing a high volume of transactions? And what strategies did you implement to achieve this level of success?
So one of the really random things I did is every year I write down on post-it notes how many transactions I want to do a year. So this year it has 50 on there. And so every time we hit a transaction, I pull instead of from one, two, three, I pull from the bottom. So pulling 50, 49, 47. And I found that helped immensely because your goal is getting smaller and smaller instead of still seeing that huge looming number in you. Just that tiny bit of reverse psychology on yourself. Really great.
It worked. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. And I'm also a really big proponent of writing down your goals and getting into the micro parts of all of it, from your client avatar to price points to what kind of houses and the places you want to sell and help buyers with. It's been a game changer for us.
Yeah, that's amazing. In your experience, like, what are some common pitfalls the agents encounter when trying to grow their business? How can they like be avoided?
I wish I had met my TC company years earlier because I am a hands-on person. I tried to have assistants and it sucked because I could not correct them. I just felt bad. So my TC firm, Simple Transactions, our Jordan and Shelby have been a game changer for us. And just the way they come in and help and support and are like, no, we've got this. Please stay out of SkySlope. SkySlope literally shuts down every time I go into it and all my transactions disappear. So that's been like a huge deal. And I wish I had met them sooner. So I think finding people that you can work with and support you is the number one thing because trying to do it all yourself, you'll burn yourself out super quickly.
Yeah, it's in real estate to be successful, you need to be closing deals, but the key to succeed long term is building lasting relationships. You may
Yes.
Your most unhappy customers are your greatest like source of learning, and your
Yes.
satisfied customers are the best source of advertisement.
Yep,
And like,
100%.
so how do you ensure client satisfaction and foster long-term connections with your clients?
I feel like I really suck at that, honestly. And it always shocks me when a client I haven't seen or reached out to for a couple of years calls me and says, "Hey, I have a question." I'm always like, "Oh my gosh, I did that right." Wow, okay. Some of the things though that we have implemented during COVID, we bought a beach house, so we invite our clients to our beach house to come stay. We are also just doing touches, like just making sure we're texting, reaching out, and making sure not that we're top of mind, but that we show we genuinely care. And it's all about knowing they respond to things, knowing if email is best for them, text is best, in person, whatever makes your clients come alive, that's how you need to stay in touch with them.
Yeah, definitely. You were sharing one of your relation with a client. Can you share like a memorable like client success story besides the one that you just told me that highlights the importance of building strong relations in real estate?
So I had one deal that lasted a year and a half under contract because we were having to deal with the city to get permits and get everything planned. And it was every time we came 2 weeks up to closing, we had to push it out. And so that was really frustrating for them.
Yeah, definitely
But at the
understand.
same time, they were getting to build their dream home, and they've probably referred me four people so far, which is a glorious thing. And then one of my very least expensive deals ever, I think it was like $50,000. It was in an RV park, really bizarre. That person has referred me four times so far. Another deal in an RV park. People were moving to rechange their life. And there's a wholesaler that I know. And I asked him, "Hey, do you have anybody who could help me with X, Y, and Z on this project?" And he's like, "Sure, here's our guy." And so their contractor has now done eight deals with us.
Amazing.
And so it's just knowing what they need and helping them and having fun with them in the best way possible, I think.
So you are the most pure, like yourself every time. It's
Every
easier
time.
for you, and they feel it as well. That's why
Yeah.
it doesn't matter how big the deal is going to be.
No.
Because you never know. A
No,
satisfied, like
you.
I said before, a satisfied customer is going to be the best advertisement you can get.
Yeah. And it's just, I'm super awkward sometimes and have done really dumb things for like my multi-million dollar clients. Like they wanted to know what a gate looked like. So I stood there looking like what a gate would look like. But they really appreciated that. And we're still friends and we're still doing business together. And honestly, like in the Pacific Northwest, I feel like you don't know who has money here and who doesn't. Like, you don't know. Everybody drives kind of the same car. Everybody has the Columbia jacket. So it's a very easy playing field that way. Growing up in Atlanta and Southern California, it was very, very different.
Yeah, definitely. So looking back at your journey, what do you consider the most valuable lesson you've learned about thriving in the real estate industry amidst the challenge and growth?
I think that if you think you're messing up with a client, talk to them about that. Have that open, honest dialogue. Hey, I feel like I've dropped the ball. Hey, I feel like you're not satisfied somewhere. How can I help? What can I do different? Being able to take that and learn from that has been really great. As somebody who's a recovering perfectionist, it's not always easy, but it's always good and builds bonds. And just being honest and open about everything that's going on in the transaction while still protecting their heart and their, you know, stress level, I think.
Totally get you. So we're like almost like getting to the final. Where do you go from here? What are your goals?
I have really big, audacious goals. And
that's good. High standard.
Yeah. I have really big, audacious goals for the next 7 years. And I'm excited to get there and do them. And so this next 2 years will be all about learning how to build a team and pour into others at a really high level and also at a really sweet, kind, pure level, because people need support right now in the biggest ways possible and everything.
Yeah, mental health is really important nowadays. Yeah,
yeah.
Totally get you.
Yeah.
So like in building your team, like you were saying, for the next 7 years, you're going to be like more like independent, like the personalities you're going to choose for your team, what kind of like going to attract you?
I think people need to have a zest for life and fight and a zest for joy and also maybe be a little kooky.
Okay.
And I say kooky just in like, we can't take ourselves seriously all the time. Like, it just does not work. Currently, my husband's my business partner and my niece is my business partner. And she just got her license 6 months ago. And we're just trying to learn how to navigate that.
Okay.
Having a small child and learning how to like bring balance into everything. Mm-hmm. And also like me learning not to have my hands in every single pot.
Okay. That's, yeah. Giving up some responsibilities for another and like feel safe about it. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. And being like, okay, my people are wonderful. They can do great things. And I think just finding people who are really motivated, because real estate, you have to choose to get up every single day
and be consistent.
And be consistent and look for houses for your clients. Like my friends used to joke, like, why do you spend so much time searching for houses online and in MLSs and in groups? And I'm like, because they're not all posted online.
Yeah.
That's not it. Or we send something to our clients and it's just not the right house, but you go by and you dig into it and you're like, actually, we're going to do this. We're going to go see this house. And they're like, but I'm in my pajamas. I'm like, cool. I'm in my pajamas too.
Yeah.
And I'll bring champagne and I'll meet you at 7 o'clock in the morning. We're all in our pajamas.
Don't take it too serious. Yeah.
Don't take it too seriously. Get in the car. If they're going to meet you in your pajamas, match them where they are. So I want, that's when I say kooky. I want people who are willing to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So we got one last fun question for you. Icons of Real Estate is the number one real estate podcast network and is passionate about making podcasting accessible. If you had your own podcast, what would you call it?
I've thought about this a lot because a friend and I have talked about doing podcasts, and one of them would be Wild Women of Real Estate.
Wild Woman?
Wild Women of Real Estate.
Wow.
And it would be all
That's a catchy name. Wild Woman of Real Estate, yeah.
Yeah, and it would be about all the incredible women who juggle life and balance and well, one, not once again, there's no balance, but find the joy and are achieving amazing things in real estate and just a support network.
That's a really good content, and that it could be like you would be having some good audience for sure.
Yeah, I think we
And
would.
yeah, so now that we're getting to the end, how can our audience reach you?
You can really find us on Instagram at Kind Homes Group. Our other social channels are being built up because I hate being on video and I'm trying to get better at it.
Yeah.
We're on TikTok at Rebecca Kind Homes, and then Facebook also. And that one I don't remember the name of because I've been switching it around. And then
Okay.
we have a YouTube
That's it.
channel, but there's two different ones, so we're trying to merge them.
That's amazing. Guys, it was Rebecca Smith with Icons of the Real Estate Podcast. You guys know where to find her. Thank you so much. We'll be next time. Thank you.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you.